Hi, I'm Steve Ide from the Research Bureau, and today on the Research Bureau Angle, I want to talk about Worcester's budget for this coming fiscal year. Last week, the City Council voted to approve the $518 million budget that the city manager presented to them in early May. What's remarkable about this is that, despite amazing strain on the city's finances, Worcester was able to pass a balanced budget with no layoffs. How is this possible? Many predicted that FY12, the coming fiscal year, would be the worst yet during the recession. Federal stimulus funds, which had propped up state and local government during the past 3 years, were now totally gone. As a result, the state faced a $2 billion budget shortfall, necessitating further local aid cuts. Unlike the federal government, states and cities have to balance their budget every fiscal year. In order to balance Worcester's budget, the city manager had to close a deficit that was at one time estimated at over $14 million. Not that there was anything new about Worcester having a deficit. Although the stimulus funds had gone far to support the school department, the city has had to close major deficits every year since the beginning of the recession, primarily through workforce reductions. Worcester has had to eliminate 15% of its non-school workforce over the past 3 years. But this time around, the city manager was able to avoid even deeper cuts by restructuring health insurance plan offerings for city employees. City officials worked with local providers and insurers to design a set of health plans that resemble the type of plans offered to state employees. Although health insurance costs have been on an unsustainable course for all American employers, they have been more manageable for state employees than municipal employees. The state plans have higher copays and deductibles, but lower premiums, both for employer and employee. The choice that the city manager presented to each of the unions was simple. No layoffs for your members if you agree to enroll in the new health insurance plan offerings. If these negotiations failed, 130 layoffs and major service reductions would have been necessary. All downtown street and sidewalk maintenance would have been eliminated, including sweeping and litter collection. Maintenance at 25% of the city's parks and playgrounds would have been completely eliminated. 70 public safety positions would have been lost, leading to drastic reductions in community policing and other proactive crime reduction strategies. But these outcomes were prevented because, within little more than a month, the city manager managed to reach settlements with all five major non-school bargaining unions, thus preserving jobs and services. 85% of Worcester's budget goes to employee salaries and benefits, so any fiscal crisis is bound to affect employees in some way. But as the city manager recently demonstrated, this does not necessarily have to mean layoffs. For more information on this issue, please read our new report, 10 Questions About Worcester's FY12 budget, available on our website at www.wrrb.org. This is Steve Ide for the Research Bureau Angle on AM 830 WCRN.